Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. Talking to Nick Karanji, Temple University student, Philadelphia, founder of Philly 9/11 Truth. Links are going up on JonesReport.com right now for the story and the information. We've also got We Are Change UK taking action. I appreciate him holding patiently. Finishing up, so they left your house. Do you want to give this guy's name just people know on record who this was? I mean, because I think when they crossed the line, was just kept saying, will you be violent, will you be violent, when you said no, 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 claiming you were in a security zone when you weren't. Now they make whole city security zones, by the way. And then also saying, well, you don't want this to hurt your record, getting arrested if you make a disturbance. Now Fox News calls for tasering and beating people who ask questions. I mean, that's what America's about. It's about that. I mean, you know, they have Dick Cheney's Secret Service, quote, have town hall meetings, and then anybody, they run plates in the thing and find out if you're a Democrat and then arrest you if you're in there just for being there. And they've been losing lawsuits over this. So just to make sure, do you want to give the guy's name and info out?
Preferably not. I'll give a name. I don't think we need to give out a number.
I'm not saying give the number out. Yeah, what's his name?
Sure. There were two agents there. One was Charles Holliday, and the other. Now, what's interesting is Charles, when I asked him for his card, he said he didn't have one. And I said, well, you know, then at least give me your name.
Yeah, by the way, they're supposed to give identification. But see, they go back to the, quote, Secret Service. And so it's all part of this situation. Charles.
He gave his other. His other partner's card, which Tim identified him as Timothy, but he crossed out the name on the card, you know, pretty viciously, and wrote his name above it. But I identified them both as one was Charles Holliday, the one who did the crossing out, and the other who was in the brown coat was Timothy O'Connor. So, I mean, they're both part of the Secret Service field office here in Philadelphia.
And they may be good guys. Right. Some of them are. I had some nut send me a threat to George Bush, and I thought it was a setup. And I wasn't about to have people sending me stuff. And so I sent it to the Secret Service. And, man, I'd not enjoy talking to them on the telephone. That was about 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And they went and arrested the guy. Turned out he'd done a bunch of other threats in Tennessee, and he went to prison. And it was in the newspaper. So, because I thought it was a setup. I mean, I'm not about to. I mean, I would never, never. They don't run anything. These presidents are nobodies. They're just little front men. You know, we're not the ones that are the feds that stage terror attacks. And the truth's out. So, let's go ahead and bring up We Are Change UK. Simon Moore, what do you think of what you just heard?
Well, it sounds pretty disturbing, really. But not surprising, given what seems to be happening in both the United States and the UK at the moment.
Well, that's right. In the UK, if you just go out and talk to people on the street or videotape anything, they come up and put you in a database.
They sure do. In fact, I was picked out of a crowd not so long ago and detained under the Terrorism Act.
Yeah, let's be clear about this. It isn't just like the Secret Service now for the president. Anywhere, it's like the Soviet Union, how they started out. They just come up, if you're talking to people, they're going, oh, there's five of you in the street talking. Are you involved in terrorism? And then they put you in a database. That happened to me. I mean, I would be politely interviewing somebody out front of the Hard Rock Cafe. And the cops would just walk over and go, all right, turn the camera off, up against the wall. Going to have a discussion with you now, mate. Why are you having a camera on the street? And I'm like, well, there's millions of cameras in your city. I'm media. You're not allowed to do that, not allowed to tape without permission. I mean, how did the UK just overnight turn into that?
Well, there's a lot of misuse of legislation here. We have an act called the Antisocial Behaviour Order, or the Antisocial Dispersal Order. And it's designed for if you supposedly offend anybody in a group setting, then they can tell you to leave.
Now, you see, we've always talked about terror databases, all of this. It's now happening. See, it's now happening. There's almost a million Americans on the terror watch list, checking your watch on an aircraft, taking a photograph, or ordering a special meal for the rest of your life. You're listed as a terrorist.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It had just started in the last few months in 2005, and I would literally be politely, nicely on a street corner interviewing people about a week after the Dominguez shooting had happened when they shot the innocent Brazilian man. It was a hit for some reason. They shot on him and shot him 12 times in the head. And I'd be interviewing the fruit stand lady, and cops would just say, "You're not allowed to videotape." And I'd say, "What's the law?" And they just said, "Do what I say." See, that's what tyranny is. It's just when the system is all focused on the average individual, and there's really not any law. It's just their own discretion. Then I'd be outside the Hard Rock Cafe. I'd be outside, you know, at a square. Not just bullhorning. They came over there, too, and kept saying, "Well, you're allowed to bullhorn. The law doesn't go into effect for a week." They just passed a law. No more demonstrations, basically, in London. Yeah, no more free speech. But they said, "Yeah, we know that goes into effect in a week, but we're just going to stand in front of you and don't have that bullhorn on while we stand in front of you." Then I'd move the bullhorn and they'd stand back in front of it again. See, thinking that protecting the state, thinking going along with the system, minding us like we're a bunch of children, going back to We Are Change UK, dovetailing with what happened to Philly 9/11 Truth, detained under the new Terror Act, didn't you? And now they want to expand it. First it's a month, then 56 days. Now they say they want unlimited. Just disappear, not even tell anyone they grabbed you. Tell us about that. And tell us about yourself, too, Simon Moore.
Sure. Well, I'm part of We Are Change UK, and we're a sort of small group of quite determined activists. And we campaign and demonstrate on a whole range of subjects. including civil liberties.
And you go and you upset the sheep. You go to events or on the street and you ask people questions. Oh, you must be arrested. Tell us about it.
Well, I was actually also we're also detained in Leicester Square, which is the place where a lot of the movie premieres take place in London. You have an Odeon cinema there. And we were there with a bunch of banners and signs and whatnot. And there was a movie premiere going on starring Tom Cruise. And we'd just come out of a pub next to Leicester Square. And we were just kind of standing watching the crowds. Didn't intend to do anything at that precise moment. But suddenly a policeman looks and sees that I've got a sign under my arm. And says to me, what is that sign? You know, what have you got on your arm there? And I said to him, well, don't you worry about it. It's not really any of your business.
Yeah, in the birthplace of supposed modern liberty, the Magna Carta 1215, it's now been turned into Russia.
I mean, the misuse of legislation here is happening all the time.
You call it the misuse. That's like calling vaccines contaminated. Contaminated means it was an accident. It's not the misuse.
No, I agree. I mean, we have the Serious Organized Crime Prevention Act, known as SOCPA, and that has been brought in the last 2 years, which basically designates a mile around Parliament is a
bunch of other
zone.
There's also a bunch of other zones. Tell folks, though, about what the officer said. Tell the rest of the story.
Well, basically, the officer said, he took one look at the sign. It said something like investigate 9/11 on it. And he totally flipped out and said to me, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So he's wrestled me out of there, quite physical. And I've said to him, what section of the law gives you the right to do this? And he couldn't find one.
But see, they're encouraged to do that now, so they do it.
Yeah, they encouraged it. And so we got wrestled all the way to the side of Leicester Square, me and two friends of mine. And then they're all debating how they can actually legally remove us. So eventually they serve us with what's called an antisocial dispersal order, or an ASDO. And effectively they banned us from central London for 24 hours and told us that if we were seen again as a group, that we would all be arrested.
Now, let's be clear. That's to stop rioting, drunk teenagers, burning cars. Literally, the cops, I talked to Paul and Steve, they say they let them do it and leave them alone. And then it's used on World War II top fighter aces who complain to police. So that's not allowed. And then the top, he's like one of the top, the highest veterans over there. He had like the highest, it was a Congressional Medal of Honor. So he was so disgraced, he hung himself.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's how it, or you fought back when you were being robbed in your own home. We're charging you. See, it's all about you, the cattle. Finishing up, let's get into, because I've got to get another one. Yeah, let's get into Peter Powers. Let's play that clip first. Then I want to get a comment from Philly 911 Truth, Nick Karanji, on this, and then about some of the other things you've gone through. I'm going to shift gears into Ron Paul. All Ron Paul and economy coming up and some key statements about where I think this should move forward in the movement, my own opinion. Let's go ahead and play the Peter Power clip from last week, John. Do you have that? Here it is.
Because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
To get this quite straight, you were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening, they'll know it.
The only thing I have, we're a little bit
unprepared. We're funded by the Arts Council. It's right. Very low budget. We don't get paid for this at all.
Right.
We get sent out on these missions to interview celebrities.
One thing I won't tolerate if you're filming me now, aren't you?
Mr. Power, we'd like to know who are running mock terror drills for on 7/7. Which company were you working for? You said it was the precise station, precise times at the precise three stations. Have you any comment on that? Why have you not been investigated or the company investigated? Why do you not investigate, Mr. Power?
people died in those bombings at the time.
52 people died in those power.
Your duty to a friend said it further, you've done nothing.
52 people died, Mr. Power. How did you know which three stations? Who helped you choose those three stations?
How many people knew before the event?
How many people knew, Mr. Power?
Oh, sorry, I've got to go in here.
Was it two bombs? How many of the clients knew that those were simulated targets?
Now, Simon Warrior, one of the gentlemen doing that, he ran and hid basically in a small room until you guys were forced to leave. First, somebody's telling you you can't film. That's describing the video that you can't see, listeners, but it's up on PrisonPlanet.com as well as We Are Change UK. Just Google that and you'll find them. We'll give their site out in a minute. I mean, describe, though, because obviously video can't catch it all, what happened there in a nutshell.
Well, basically, we sort of went in to kind of do a bit of a recon on the conference, and we were approached by a member of the event staff who asked us what we were up to, and we said that we'd like to do an interview with Mr. Power, and kind of wrote down on a piece of paper a few things that we wanted to talk to him about. To our astonishment, about 5 minutes later, Peter Power came out to talk to us, and my friend Rob was filming with his camera. He didn't like that very much. As you can hear, but what Mr. Power didn't see was Andy, We Are Change member, who was actually at the back.
Yeah, double cameras, double or triple cameras is always the way to go.
He was totally unaware of this, and so when he began to walk away, Andy took the initiative and went straight up to him and began to film him up front, asking him very pertinent questions about his role in 7-7.
Now, let's be clear here. They're trying to intimidate speech. They're trying to say no demonstrations allowed, no free speech allowed. They're losing court cases in the UK and here. People are virally supernova, taking action everywhere. That's why they're scared. If we give in to the terror watch list, if we give in to the intimidation, if we get into the give in to the chilling effect, they then win and can go on to the next phase, literally. We are trying to save Western civilization from the depths of tyranny right now, and this all dovetails together perfectly. Nick Karanji getting a Secret Service visit for politely making some points to Bill Clinton. Comments on what you just heard?
Yeah, you know, once again, this just shows the fear within, you know, this power structure to even acknowledge, you know, what they've done. But moreover, I think it shows that the power of We Are Change and groups of the like, you know, able to, I guess, repel this advancing evil in that regard. But I wanted to make the point that we are hitting the barbed wire, as you say, right now, for everybody else, and the things that have happened as a result of us getting Secret Service visits or, you know, put under these terror designations, we really need the support from the people out there. You have to get right behind us.
Well, see, that's why I'm going to make some statements about the Ron Paul campaign coming up in the next segment, because listeners keep demanding this of me, so I'll just tell you flat out what I think about it. Because here we are hitting the barbed wire, and it's almost like we're bad. It's almost like, oh, you know, let's water down our message. No, it's the opposite. This is life and death. We're putting our lives on the line, our futures. You know, like the Secret Service told you, oh, you might not do too good with the college. You might get in some trouble. You know, I mean, we are here doing this. We know it's an inside job, and anybody who knows it's an inside job can't hold their tongue about that. You know, it's one thing if you want to say it's not an inside job, but then you agree with other libertarian principles or freedom principles. But it's another thing to say, yeah, I know it's an inside job, but I choose not to discuss it or push it. They murdered 2,800 and something people. They're going to do it again. They're going to have a total martial law after the next attack. And then you can forget about all the Ron Paul stuff at that point. Again, I'm going to explain this later. Gentlemen, both of you, give out your numbers. Both of you, give out your contact websites repeatedly. Go ahead, Nick, you first.
Yeah, our homepage is philly911truth.org, and you can contact me through Nick at philly911truth.org is the email. And we also have a new site up. It's NWO Blogger, and a lot of this information will be on there. You know, as I went out today, it wasn't necessarily as Philly911truth for that Bill Clinton confrontation. It was just as, you know, a concerned citizen overall.
Let's go now, but you are the founder of Philly 911 Truth. Let's now go back to Simon Moore. Simon, you're in London. Give us the websites for people to join you.
Thanks, Alex. Our website is wearechange.org.uk. That's org.uk. We do a weekly radio show on London radio station 104.4 which goes out on Sundays, 6 till 7pm local time. But you can also download that on the website.
All right.
The videos.
Gentlemen, I salute you both. Continue operating in defense of humanity. I salute you. Go with God.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $789.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $813.86. 401.15 for half, $258 for quarter. That's $813.86, 401.15, and $258. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Watch out for the Middle Ages. Let it up, kept on these ages.
we're back live. In this segment, a little bit in the next, I'm going to get into where I think the Ron Paul campaign's going, the good things, the few bad things. We need to openly have discussions about all this, and so we don't ever turn into a cult. And we're going to be taking your calls. Bob, Stan, John, Ivan, Jason, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Okay, Ron Paul, as you know, raised about $6.5 million in one day. Another half a mil came in since then. They're clearly only about a million dollars or a little bit less away right now from winning, getting enough money to really effectively win Iowa, New Hampshire, Michigan, other areas, if they're able to get that money deployed quick enough. The problem is then there's the election fraud, but Rand Paul has talked about that on air. We're doing a report on that to try to mobilize Ron Paul Revolution folks out there, the Freedom Revolution, to get out there and become poll watchers, get involved in different vote rescue and black box voting groups that are out there engaging the New World Order across the United States. So that's another big issue we've got to discuss. And that brings me into Orthodox people. You've got a lot of mainline Republicans, and that's good, that have joined the Ron Paul Revolution. But it seems that from their mighty perches that they are supposed to dictate to us that you're not even supposed to talk about election fraud. No, no, that sounds like we're sore losers. Or we're not even supposed to talk about the government staging provocations or events. But Ron Paul, about 10 times in the last year and a half on this show, has talked about it every time, about how they can stage a provocation. He brings that up without prompting. So that's a nod to 9/11 truth. He's just not going all the way. He said he wants to do an investigation and has questions and doesn't trust exactly what happened, but then he kind of on the other end plays politics, and he does some of that. He's still, you know, running for president. Anybody who saw Ron Paul on The View last week, just go find it and watch it for yourself, folks. He's being pretty slippery there on the abortion issue, saying it's up to the states. Of course, the states would then ban it, and he's for that. You know, on that point especially, I just can't compromise. I just can't do it. I'm against abortion, and I'm for a ban of it at the states. And, you know, the feds have laws against capital murder, so the feds have jurisdiction over murder as well. So I differ there. I differ on net neutrality. I differ just on a few issues. And I don't think we need to get sidetracked and angry at Ron Paul about that. You know, I'm only addressing something here that people keep calling in about, keep bringing up, that people are upset about. And I really think that you need to look at the bigger picture. Now, with that said, the bigger picture of what Ron Paul's doing, but still questioning, that's always important. But there's others in the Ron Paul camp who are trying to take us even in the opposite direction. And, you know, evidence of this, Daniel Esselin has predicted a lot of things, has good sources, impeccable in the past on my show and in video interviews. I mean, I wish he wasn't right, but, you know, he said that there's open discussions of what would happen if the establishment assassinated Ron Paul, that the establishment is discussing that. And I got emails and saw my story pulled off some big Ron Paul supporter sites saying, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, we shouldn't discuss it. Didn't matter that my article had Ron Paul's audio from a few months ago, what, 3-4 months ago, and the text of him saying, oh, yeah, he knows they kill people and have killed a lot of, you know, leaders and people challenging the system, from, what, Martin Luther King to the Kingfish, Huey Long to, he went on and on. So, see, now you've got people saying, we're not even supposed to talk about what Ron Paul talks about. And the minute you do that, see, there's such a background noise of propaganda and media and 1,000 channels times 1,000 that you've got to come out with the bold truth to even break through people's cognitive dissonance and their defenses. And so I've ignored this and tried not to bring it up for a while, except when callers call in. I've got to tell you my, you know, true assessment of it. And we just need to continue to do what we think's right individually. Okay? You have a right to know 9/11 is an inside job. You have a right to know Ron Paul has talked about assassination being a threat and a danger. You have a right to say there's a New World Order, to say there's a North American Union, because there is. And I'm going to finish up with this when we get back. And I'm getting into some economic news in your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Let me put it to you real simple. I'm proud of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I'm proud of the anti-government sponsored terror movement. I am proud of all of you out there. And so whereas I'm not attacking people in the Ron Paul movement who are mainline Republicans for a lot of their uneducated, silly, uninformed, milquetoast, PAP-level stuff. I mean, they're beginners. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, because I know you're getting mad about it. I've been getting lots of emails the last few weeks, and it's intensifying. I mean, we can't allow ourselves to feel like we're bad and just shut up about the incredible service we've been providing and the incredible danger we've been in. Plus, you go to Ron Paul events. Ted Anderson is a Republican delegate. He's in the Republican Party. He's been a Ron Paul supporter ever since I knew him 12 years ago. I guess I met Ted 11 years ago. You know, you always hear him plugging Ron Paul and putting out Ron Paul reports and the rest of it. And he goes to Republican meetings, not just Ron Paul meetings, but he goes to these big Republican $500, $300 a plate dinners. And he says, A, pretty much all of them are Ron Paul supporters. And then most of them are listeners of this show and found out about Ron Paul through the network and through my show. Ron Paul said that on air. Half people that come up to him are from the show. And then snot-nosed, Johnny-come-lately, mainline Republicans join and they say, hey, we need to stop talking about the North American Union. I've heard them do that. You know, okay, it's real, but that's kind of kooky still. And then, you know, let's not talk about 9/11. Let's shut up about that. And let's not talk about, and then see, fine, you don't have to talk about that, but don't tell us what to talk about. Another thing is these groups will all take our support. You know, the biggest supporters, money-wise, are the Patriot Movement. And that's why Ron Paul comes on the show. That's why he, despite national attacks on Fox News and CNN, they confront him on these shows about me. He still comes here. He's loyal and knows where his base is, and he's a good guy. And every time he comes on there, he says he's worried about the government staging a provocation, staging an attack. He said that. He's talked about Tonkin. He's talked about Mossadegh in 53. So I'm not going to say any more than that, okay? I know a lot of things that aren't for public consumption because of the behind-the-scenes things. It's just 9/11 Truth is good and are the best people in this country. And so we need to just not... 9/11 Truth doesn't need to squabble and get mad at Ron Paul because, you know, he's playing the part of, well, they attack us over here because we're over there. Kind of the reverse of what the establishment says. And going along with the, you know, CIA assessment and spin. Fine and dandy, folks. I mean, okay, let's just say that's what he believes. That's his right. But what I won't stand for is people who know 9/11 is an inside job who then say, but we shouldn't talk about it. You have to talk about 9/11. And I really dwelt on this. If you know 9/11, that is, I've been thinking about it a lot. If you know it's an inside job, or you know there's evidence that they're lying about what really happened, that's everybody admits that. 84% of Americans believe that. Then you have to talk about it. Do you understand government-sponsored terror is the key? If they do a couple more, or even one more big one, folks, it's going to go to a very serious point. This is the calm before the storm. This is all fun and dandy and wave our signs and talk about freedom and all this other stuff. But there's a much more serious side. They're releasing all these chemical and biological systems and all these genetically engineered cross-species organisms to cause crises, and they'll offer a bigger solution. They're engineering super flus, everything else. And, you know, I'm thinking about my, you know, some super plague coming through and my children dying. And, you know, I'm thinking about serious stuff. And, you know, I'll say more about that. We as a Patriot Movement, we don't want to go to the extreme of the ninnying COINTELPRO mockingbirds. Most of them aren't actually COINTELPRO. They repeat and regurgitate what a few mockingbirds put out, you know, about is this guy a reptoid, a Scientologist, a Vatican assassin, a Zionist, whatever. You know, they do that to everybody. And then we spend about half our energy doing that instead of taking action. But at the same time, we have to know that just because the mainstream media lies, and just because the mainstream media spins, and just because they engage in things, doesn't mean everybody who's in the alternative media is good either. I mean, I'll just say it. I will not take sponsors that claim they have magic beams you pay $4,000 for, and it heals you of anything that ails you. I won't be part of it. I just want to get the stuff off my chest. I also will not be part of, you know, if I find out there's some kind of debt elimination thing and I go research it and then later I find out it's not good, I won't promote it. I attempt to be moral. And a lot of times revolutionaries are the most immoral. You know, they claim they have this big cause, but they say, well, because of the cause, we'll do immoral things. Because we've got to have money to operate, we'll do things that are bad. I won't do that. Like, I've been so focused today that I'm not even plugging my sponsors that are good sponsors, and I'm not even plugging my videos. Have you noticed that today? I mean, I'm getting to the point, and I'm not just saying this. I almost think I ought to just go off the radio. I'm strongly considering it just to show everyone how serious I am about how much, because it's almost like even talk, this stuff's so bad that I want to get people's attention. I mean, I want to get people to, I mean, it's almost like it's so bad that if I'm not totally hardcore and totally pure and totally focused, that it doesn't even do justice to it. This information is so holy that I don't even feel adequate to do it. I mean, I'm one inch away from moving to Montana or Wyoming. I'm one inch. But then I know, I mean, because of the fact that when people ask, there'll just be big messages up on the website, you know, just saying that this is a symbol of how serious everything is. But that's just a thought. I'm not... Point is, I've just been really thinking a lot lately, and people within the movement at higher levels are jealous of me. They hate me. They're always trying to suck off of me. And I'd like to just go away and just show everybody how everything dissipates by about 50%. See, I don't feel appreciated. And it's not that I want to be appreciated and have you appreciate me. I want you to get your heads out of your out of the ground and focus on the fact that we are in serious trouble. And that, and then if I came back, maybe then, other networks I'm affiliated with, you name it, other hosts who are involved in every form of quackery and embarrassing bull. You know, I mean, here I am trying to be this upright, moral person and do the right thing always and not screw people and pay people what they're owed and be a good person. And I just see a sea of people that think that it's okay to run over whoever you want, do every. And again, it's not just the Patriot movement. We're better than the mainstream. The whole society, everybody I know says they're being cheated in business. Everybody I know says that there's scams everywhere. Everybody I know says everything's getting more and more immoral, more and more cheating on husbands and wives, more and more just everything is unraveling, folks. I look at people. They look more and more like retarded slobs at the shopping mall or at the supermarket. I'm talking about the yuppies, too. Or they're these crazed, aggressive, hyper-dominant people running around trying to eat everybody's lunch. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, you know, I've just gotten to a point in my life where I know that I know more than 99% of people. And I don't know that much. That's what freaks me out. And I know I've done my research, and I know I understand what they're doing, and I know I understand their system. And I know that there are White House talking points about how I'm Tim McVeigh and Charlie Manson and how I need to be arrested. And I know, folks, that my shelf life is not very long. And so I'll be, I'm not going to say it, I'll be you-know-whatted if I am going, I've got to control myself. Never use profanity, I did on TV last week. If I have to sit here and wallow with a bunch of slime, I will not do it. And I at least don't need to have it around me in my show. I mean, the people I have supported, the people I have done everything for, the people that I have built up, turn around and stab me in the back with wanton, lustful abandon, and then they're surprised when I don't promote their shows anymore or when I don't talk about them anymore. And it just makes me sick. I don't even hate them anymore. It just makes me sick at what society's turned into. But I know you, the listeners, and I've met you, I've hugged you, I know you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the best thing out there in the world. You are the people that have to be the leaders. Most of the people that get involved in things like this at higher levels do it because they want power and do it because they want prestige. And hell, probably half of me got involved in that at a subconscious level because I am a dominant, aggressive person. But let me tell you, I have drunk from it, and I know it's something that gives you a stomachache. So I've grown up. I have gone on to another level. And I still shift back and forth into my old self. It's a daily struggle. But let me explain something to you. They're putting cancer viruses in all the major vaccines. Most of the food you eat has been genetically engineered and is killing you. Again, 1 in 33 had cancer. Now 1 in 3 has it. Official government numbers. 1 in a couple hundred had diabetes. Now it's 1 in 3. Trending to be 1.5 in the next few years. And then 2 out of 3 will have diabetes. We are under bioweapon attack. We are under absolute end of days type hell. It's like slow motion, I am legend. But it isn't big and theatrical, a bunch of ghouls running around the streets. It's people dying. It's babies dying. It's serious stuff happening. And I just don't think people are serious enough. And I think people hear me get all fired up and all hardcore, and they go, man, listen to that guy. Listen, When you're under attack, you get fired up. You get serious. I mean, my God, to risk my life and be nationally attacked and have White House hit pieces out on me, and then to see half our movement, a bunch of jealous fiends trying to pull down what I'm doing when I'm just praying to God every night I can live a few months more, a few years more, so I can fight the New World Order. And when I have nostalgia for the way my life was before I got involved in this, and I think about all the things and places I'll never go and never get to do, or God forbid, I think about 20, 30 years in some jail cell with unhappy, soul-sucked demons having their way with me. So I'm telling you, the good men and women, the good people out there, the people that have the love of decency and honor, and who love to give, and who love to fight, and who love to have passion, my soulmates out there, I'm telling you, you need to move past Alex Jones. And you need to even move past, you know, supporting Ron Paul. But as he said, he's not your savior. He's just a focal point. You have to move in, as I've always told you, into you being leaders, you taking action, you getting involved and affecting change. The good people need to take over the internet. The good people need to flood all the events. The good people need to set up their own organizations. They need to go out, and you need to follow your heart and your intellect and your soul and what you know is the truth. And if you know 9/11 is an inside job, don't ever shut up about it. Because self-censorship is how this New World Order rules. It's how they control. All right, I said I'd take calls, and we got loaded lines here. Let's quickly go to your calls. Bob in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. This is the first time I've called your program, and I would like to emphasize very strongly for people, especially in New York, since this is where I am, to call up the neocon talk shows and really, you know, push Ron Paul, because Hannity actually censors the people on the air. In fact, early last week, you can tell when a person is about to talk about Ron Paul, or else they'll mention their name. He'll cut them off, and all of a sudden he'll do the wimpy little things that, oh, I don't know what happened to that call. It must have got cut off somehow. You know, he's like the Bart Simpson of talk radio, that Hannity. And also, just wanted to.
Well, what they are is paid prostitutes to pose as conservatives, just like a wolf can put on sheep's clothing. It's elementary.
Yeah.
And people can't admit they've been conned by them. I mean, for Neil Bortz to say, fire anybody that supports Alex Jones, fire any 9/11 truthers, that's what the Nazis started doing. That's desperation. And then to say, I'm Tim McVeigh.
Yeah, I can't believe that Michael Reagan actually said that Hillary would be better than Ron Paul. Where is his mind at?
Well, it's with his bosses. He knows it's even destroying a show, but they have to do it to keep power.
Yeah. There's also another talk show host in New York that's getting a play. He's a neocon called Steve Malzberg. And he actually said, I actually heard him on the radio last week saying, this guy actually talked about Ron Paul. He interrupted him and went before he went to commercial. He said, well, listen, if Ron Paul ever becomes president, I'm going to leave the country. I said,
there isn't going to be a country, okay, if we don't stop the North American Union. Thanks for the call. I know. They're showing their true colors. You know, I was on a big syndicated show out of North Carolina a week ago, and for 2 hours, and this White House speechwriter calls in and saying, I'm a liar. They don't write speeches for Hillary. They're not advising her. And I just Googled it and read 3 articles on air to them. See, look. Stan in Missouri. You're on the air, Stan.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You know by the year 2009 you're going to be forced by the TV manufacturers and FCC to buy a high-definition TV?
Yes.
Or you will not be able to receive a signal.
Okay.
Yep. They're literally telling you now what television you have to own, Alex. Low-income people and some middle-class people do not have $900 in their budget to go out and buy themselves a high-definition TV. And that's just exactly what they want, a dumbed-down populace.
I hear you. What do you think about the great Ron Paul revolution and the huge money bomb?
I'm with Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul is doing just about all he can for this country. A friend of mine today, Alex, he received some literature from AARP. They're coming out now with whether or not anybody that doesn't vote in this country, should it be a crime not to vote. They're considering, you know, taking this poll to see whether or not people...
Yeah, they want to make all the idiots that don't know how to brush their teeth or wipe their noses go vote. Thanks for the call, Stan. Good to hear from you. John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I was really inspired to call you, despite my strong disagreements with about 30%, and my total inspiration and being shamed by your bravery and courage on the 9/11 truth inside job issue and the police state that is galloping at us now at an increasing pace. But I think when you have these kinds of juvenile comparisons of what you're doing and exposing the only ones who benefit from 9/11, from inside job terrorism, false flag terrorism, are the very people that they support. The only ones who benefit from violence are those people that in this talk show networks who say that who have like vampire fed upon this this to enhance their own power, their own propaganda, their phony wars, their police state measures, and their own careers. They are the ones, and it's absolutely ridiculous on his face to say that somebody in the 9/11 truth movement, especially someone as central as you, has been exposing this violence and this inside job as somehow being involved with it. It's absolutely contradictory and schizophrenic.
It's an oxymoron. Stay there. I'll give you a minute on the other side. Then Ivan and Jason.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
All right, John in Ohio, then we'll go to Ivan in Texas. Finish up what you were saying, my friend.
Yes, I really think you should go on the offensive, and everybody should go on offensive against these whores and these liars in the media that are even more responsible than Bush and Cheney for
these lies.
Well,
I mean, John, can you imagine what it's like to literally turn the radio on and hear Sean Hannity attacking and not even listen but once a month, to turn on Neil Bortz and hearing him say, I'm Tim McVeigh and Charlie Manson, and anybody who's associated with me should be fired?
Well, that's exactly why I never listen to him, and this is what really caused me to make this urgent call, because I think it's ridiculous on his face for them to accuse you of being a Timothy McVeigh when you expose the people that they support that were behind these terrorist attacks and that they only benefit from this. I think we ought to do what people like Ralph Schoenman did during the Vietnam War. They put an informal war crimes tribunal. They monitored and collated all of the lies, all of the implications of those who supported that war officially in the government, and they had prominent people accusing them of the war crimes and the treason and the violations of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I think this should be done. People should actually turn this against them.
Literally, I'm nonviolent. I preach nonviolence. You know, I help little old ladies across the street and visit my parents and love my children and help Meals on Wheels and soup kitchens, and they're calling me Tim McVeigh. What do you think about it being a talking point, John? It's a talking point.
Well, absolutely. This is all. They're nothing but shills for these war criminals and traitorous violators of the Bill of Rights.
Why do you think the system is so scared of me? Because believe me, it's not a good feeling.
I think because you're so effective. On that issue, I consider myself a socialist, and I get a little frustrated with some of those on the left who are afraid to drop out of their gatekeeper role on 9/11 truth and the rest of it. And I really believe. Because you've been so effective, and I think you ought to turn this around against them and point out that they're the ones that benefit from this. Even people in the Republican National Committees have been saying, we need more terrorism. So who is the terrorist?
That's
who is
so
advocating
obvious.
Violence?
They even write national articles saying they need terror. They're sick. Thanks for the call. Ivan in Texas, final call. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm out here at the Dallas, Texas, and I have three things that I want to comment on. I want to see if you could also return some comment on them. The first one is I recently read in a newspaper out of the Dallas Morning News that Bush planned to move to Dallas, Texas to retire when he was done with his presidency.
Yes.
And to start an international organization for peace that was also headquartered out of Dallas. And do you know any information about that?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true? And do you know anything about what he plans to do out of Dallas, Texas? Because I live here.
He's just going to profit off of all of his crimes and the things he's done. Listen, your phone's real bad. I appreciate your call. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed any of the analysis or news or my Ron Paul take on everything that's happened or on the real threats we face as a society, if you go to Infowars.com, the 3 hours you just heard, if you missed any of it, restarts back-to-back at Infowars.com. Coming up in 70 seconds after this show ends, as the show continues. I want to thank all our AM and FM affiliates, everybody else that's out there. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to encourage you, if you have copies of Endgame, to make copies of them and get them out to people. I mean, I'm not doing this for nothing. And this is so incredibly dangerous, what I'm doing, and certainly it is. I just don't even like the feeling of it, but I also feel good about what I've done. But I don't like the feeling of knowing the scum wants to have their way with me. But I've made a sacrifice. You all know it. We all need to make more sacrifices, and together we can overwhelm and defeat these people. Just get aggressive, never stop, and never compromise. If it's crazy sounding to say the elite want to kill 80% of us, we can't shut up about it. We have to talk about it because it's the truth. It sounds horrible that the government's killed tens of thousands of Americans in chemical, biological, radiological tests. It's the truth. We have to talk about it. It's admitted. TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.com for continual coverage of the Ron Paul Money Bomb. I want to thank all of you that contributed. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.